sleep disorder is actually 924. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmore924.com or call 855-856-2424.
This message is brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals. Is your furnace worn out or an energy hog?
Replace it with Classic Air Care, your rebate headquarters.
Hammer and rebate.
Up to $720.
Federal tax rebate.
Up to $500.
Laclede gas rebate.
Up to $225.
Lennox manufacturer rebate.
Up to $1,500.
For a total potential system savings of up to $2,945. Call Classic Air Care
at 314-352-1111.
Classic Air Care. Locally owned, family owned since 1926.
On Facebook and online at cacstl.com.
Stop in at your local Walmart and pick up a 5-quart jug of conventional Quaker State motor oil today for only $14.47. Real, durable oil. See quakerstate.com for details.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Very scrumptious looking sausage.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the December 30th. That's right, it's New Year's Eve edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Schaefer Auto Body Centers. There's a C in there, S-C-H-A-E. F-E-R. And thank you to Sean at the Ellisville Schaefer. And you know what for. Great work. Appreciate it. Schaefer Auto Body Center, 7 locations, our sponsor. We have a terrific cold weather joke because it was pretty cold last day or so.
Hey!
First, who are the other two people in this room? Well, one of them is Eon the Peon. He's the control board operator. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mike Mark.
To who?
Who? Mark.
Mike Mark. Mike Marks? Is he back in town? After that Rams thing, they brought him back in? Hi to Mike Marks.
Yeah, Mike Marks. But then I would also like to say hi to Mark and Jason.
Oh, that's a good
idea.
They
are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are looking for a second opinion on your financial advice, look no further than Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com
or mikemarks.com.
Hello to the chicks.
All righty. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. I want to say hi to Mike Marks, too.
Yeah.
Hi, Mike.
Why not? And let's throw Dick Vermeil in there. While
yeah. Hi, Dick.
Yeah. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Two horses hind end.
I don't know. How do I know? I don't know. He wants to know how many times we think on this show, since he's been part of the show, that he has said what?
Jeez.
I don't know. A 10,000.
Oh, man. At least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now there's one more. And that's not funny anyway. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
We'll have to do that segment again, Ask Brat Boy.
Oh, we need to bring that back.
Yeah.
We do need to bring that. That's a great segment. Mm-hmm. We're brought to you by Schaefer Auto Body Centers. My son, who does not live here, had a little issue with the underneath his car in the front. You know, most of these cars, there's this black plastic. It's like a I don't know what kind of shield or something, or if you hit a curb, you'll bust that plastic up and hit it first. Well, this thing was, at times it would rub his tire and it was aggravating him, and he knew it was loose, but he wasn't able to get under there. The car's kind of low to the ground. It needed to be lifted up. So when he was in over the holidays, I had some other Schaefer business that I had that I needed to take care of because of a friend who'd had some damage. It's a long story. While he's in town, I said, hey, by the way, can my son bring his car by? These guys in Ellisville put his car up, got underneath it. Now, they could have done two different things they could have done here. They could have said, oh, boy, we're going to have to order you a new plastic shield here because this thing, you hit a curb or something, and it can't be reattached. Or they could have done what they did. And the one guy turned to the other and said, go get me a whatever, and I'm not a mechanic or body guy, but a 3/4 inch. They brought it over, and it was like it had never been dislodged. It was in place, secure, and that was it. It took about a minute. I love that. I love it when that happens. Because they, again, could very easily have said, oh, man, you don't want to go on much longer like this. This could be really dangerous, and it could damage the thermal triticular link, and you'll lose the lumbrication on the pneumatic spickender.
Oh.
And
the spickender, those are
we
expensive.
Need to order this for you. And no, they didn't do that. And it's just a place that you're stunned to find out when you get your vehicle back that there was so much more than just great body work done, that you were taken care of, meaning they make the paperwork easy, they make working the insurance company easy, they make the car rental part of it easy. If you have a policy where you have a rental car, if they have to go get it for you and bring it to you, they will. If they have to pick you up and take you home, they will. If they have to pick your car up because it's not drivable, they will. If they have to deliver it to you, they will. They do things you never expected them to do. What you expect is great body work, and you get that. Schaefer. Good luck finding any body shop better than Schaefer. Notice I didn't say there was no other body shop as good. I haven't been all over the United States. There probably is another great body shop somewhere. We don't want you to go anywhere but Schaefer because you're AM and the PM, and so are they. And you can't find better work, I don't think, anywhere, or better service than you get at Schaefer. 7 locations. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers. This morning there was a fire, big fire. If I read the story correctly on STL Today, 50 firefighters fighting this fire at the Obama.
Ooh.
Yeah, oh yeah, the Obama meat market, which I never heard of. I thought it was a joke for Obama. That's a
I
good one.
Too.
No, the guy's name is Obama. And then I start reading about the roof caving in, which is common in a fire. The roof gives way and caves in.
Oh, yeah.
It was a big two-alarm. It was, man, the flames were shooting out.
And then, as you know, if something like that falls on somebody, it'd be very, very dangerous.
Yeah.
So my first thought was, well, I wonder if that fell on anybody. So I called Colin Jeffrey in the news department. I said, Colin, did we have anybody on that story? He said, did we have anybody? And I said, I asked you first. He said, we had all four of the Carruthers brothers covering that story. I give you now the reports as they were filed this morning from that fire scene. We start with David Carruthers.
Yeah, it's good. Wasn't nobody standing up under that thing.
Well, I'll say it was good.
That's pretty in-depth.
Very, very dangerous and deadly if that had fallen on somebody. Danny Carruthers filed this report.
I mean, people live in this area, you know, it's nothing new.
Nothing new.
Oh,
winter time, a lot of fires in the winter. Yeah. Daryl Carruthers filed this report.
Wow, that's big, man. That's a major blow, man, for real.
It is a major blow to that
for his business.
Business owner.
Yeah,
who I think had a terrific attitude. Well, he said, we'll just rebuild. We'll be back. A great attitude. And then Dennis Carruthers filed this report.
It's crazy, man. You know, people in St. Louis.
Yeah, well.
Wow, man.
Yeah, people in St. Louis. It's crazy. Thank you, Carruthers brothers. Mm-hmm. We are so lucky to have all four of the Carruthers brothers.
I remember when it was just David. And then all of a sudden the other three three or four. What do we got?
I saw David's success, and they are all wanting to join in.
That's exactly what happened.
First brother tag team of reporters.
I like that. Tag team of reporters. I would like to share with you my ridiculous experience, if I could, over my Phillips 66 Conoco card. It's like these cards now, it's like a combination of, it's 76. You ever see that? It's an orange circle with a 76 in it.
Yeah.
There's a 76 gas station, Phillips 66, and then Conoco, same card. I get a thing in the mail, and it said, we've been trying to contact you unsuccessfully. And tried to call you specifically, it said, your account is past due. Now, I don't pay bills late. You'd have to know me. I have a terrific credit rating. I pay bills on time. I don't like this letter. And something's missing here. The letter's dated December 20th was the date. December 20th, dear cardholder. And then it starts. You're past due. So I called the number, and I get somebody that I can't understand in the Philippines. And I said, I don't understand what the problem is here. Can you explain to me what's past due? How long has it been past due? This doesn't make sense. This is not... And she says to me, I need your Social Security number. I said, no, I'm not giving you my... I don't know who you are. I don't, this could be a fake letter. This could be a letterhead of Phillips 60, but it might not really be. I'm not giving you that. I said, you got my card number, because in those voice prompts where they answer and they go, if you want English, press one. Beep. And then it said, please enter your card number, which I right. did, followed by the pound sign. First thing she asked me is, what's your card number? I said, I just entered it. She says, well, I don't have access to what you entered on the voice prompt system in an accent I couldn't understand. So I gave her the card number again. She said, I need your phone number. I said, you have my card number. I need a phone. So I gave her a phone number. She says, no, that's not the number we have. I said, well, I don't care what number you have. That's the number. This was unbelievable. And she said, well, there's something... that I don't understand here. Hang on. I'm going to transfer you to our fraud department. I'm not making this up. Music on hold. Thank you.
Yeah.
And then guy picks up the phone and says, is this about your Home Depot credit card? Now, these companies like Citibank or whatever, they have divisions that handle cards for... So this guy said, about your Home Depot. I said, no, I don't have a Home Depot credit card. He said, oh, they've transferred you to the wrong. Who are you trying to reach? I said, it's about a Phillips 66 card. He said, hang on. And then I get the extension you dialed. He hit the wrong thing, and I'm disconnected. So I call back through, and I get the Philippines again. Start over. I got a letter. Blah, 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 blah. And the letter, I said, when is the payment due? She said, oh, it's been paid. You're current.
What?
And I said, well, why do I have this letter? She said, well, I said, when was the payment due? She said, it's due December 26th. I said, when did you post the payment? She said, the payment was made December 21st. I said, this letter's dated December 20th. Why would you send a letter the 20th about something being past due when it's not due till the 26th? It was a you-know-what cluster something.
Yes.
That's what they call it. It was unbelievable. And when it was all over, neither I nor she understood why I got the letter. She said, you're paid up. And that whole Philippines thing. I hate that.
I had to call somebody today, and I think I got them. And he was talking like this, and he says, thank you for calling. And he says, how are you doing today, sir? I'm doing fine. How are you? And he goes, I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. And then he after we finish, he goes, could you please stand by for one of my supervisors?
Survey.
Yeah, one of my supervisors. His supervisor comes on, and he sounded just like him.
Yeah.
Hello, thank you. Oh, thank you for calling
us. The other thing I hate is when they start with that, I just want to thank you for being a valuable customer. I see you've been a long time. Cut the chit-chat.
Yeah.
I don't need all of that. The thank you. Have we answered all your questions? Have we satisfactory? Blah, 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 blah. Has anybody else seen the horrible Honda commercials with Michael Bolton?
Yes.
Yes.
What in the world?
And why?
Okay.
I know where it started.
Where?
It's, remember when he did that Pirates of the Caribbean thing on Saturday Night Live?
Right.
It's kind of the same kind of singing thing. I think they saw that and let's write something for Michael to sing some goofy song.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
It's the worst. And here's what I think a lot of times people don't understand. And I'm not making this up. If the CEO's wife at a company likes Michael Bolton, they'll sometimes find a way to work him. They'll pay him $1 million to do a commercial because he also has to then show up at a company function and his wife gets to meet him. I'm not kidding. Sometimes that's why certain celebrities are chosen to do campaigns because somebody, some big shot's wife or husband or somebody, look at Tiger Woods. I guarantee you that there are people have hired Tiger Woods because some CEO at the company is a big golfer and he's going to get a chance one day to hang out with Tiger.
Yeah.
So they spend millions just so this guy can schmooze with the Tiger Woods. But that Michael Bolton stuff, I don't get it at all. I have a scam that I want to share with you. My mother-in-law, who's the greatest mother-in-law ever, I hope she's listening, and I sort of hope she's not, but she's a terrific woman. But she's very naive, as is my wife, about certain come-ons and scams and sales pitches. She's telling me yesterday that a guy comes up to her door and tells her that he's a tree-cutting guy, cuts down trees, and that he was in the neighborhood and noticed that one of the trees in her front yard has termites.
What?
The tree has termites. Yeah. And that they could work their way toward the house from the tree. Now, I looked at the tree she's telling me he said this about. I don't see any evidence of termites. And he also told her, he said, you know, this is a particular kind of termite that it starts in the trees and then gradually. And it's this whole, and he says to her, standard fee for cutting that tree down would be like $2,400. He said, but I am in the area and I actually have time today. I could cut that tree down for $1,100.
Oh.
And I said, Jerry, first of all, two things. You don't have any termites in the tree. And two, I hope you never, ever fall for it. I think she bought into the termite thing.
Yeah.
But this is the kind of thing.
It scares. Right.
It scares people.
Yeah.
And the people that do this, that take advantage of it, they should be strung up or something. The nerve of this guy. And if the guy's name was Josh, I want to call you out, Josh. I wish you had your last name because that means you're the same schmuck that came out to my place and cut a tree down for me. And when you did, you broke my septic tank lid and promised me you'd come back out and replace the lid. That was 4 years ago. You never came back. I paid you in full when you cut the tree down. You low life, no good. This guy was in, I'd say, his late 20s. His name was Josh. That's all I got. Paid him up front. He never replied. I had to pay another guy to come out and put a new septic.
Was it just one guy cutting the tree down, or did he have somebody else with him?
No, he was just this guy. He did it when I wasn't home. I didn't need to be home. I paid him up front, and I said, you know, go ahead and cut it down. I'm leaving. He cut the tree down, but he broke my never. I called him three times and go, hey, man, it's been a year. How about that lid? Oh, yeah. No, he had no intention of doing it. So it's probably the same creep. So we're the Millers. We rented it with Jennifer Aniston and Jason Sudeikis on a 4, 2.5, maybe 2.75. A little disappointed. And Saving Mr. Banks, really good. I the first half hour, I'm sitting there squirming, thinking, oh, man, I don't think I'm going to like it. Really, really good. Saving Mr. Banks. The only thing that bothered me, and Tom Hanks did an okay job, Walt Disney's voice was deeper than Tom Hanks, because I've heard Disney speak, and that was the only thing. That's not a big deal. It's a good movie. We don't have time. We don't have a lot of time. Watching 60 Minutes, during 60 Minutes, somebody explain this to me. There's a commercial during 60 Minutes for California milk. Now, why it said real California milk?
Why would we in St. Louis have to drink milk from California? We have cows here. What is
or why
that?
Would we want California?
What does that mean? They run it all over the country, and I don't get it.
Some people watch it and go, well, that must be better.
Honey, let's get some California milk.
Yeah.
It's milk. It's just milk. And real quickly to the local weather people, would you please stop giving us the temperature in Farmington and the temperature in Chester? It's the same temperature. It's 11 degrees in Farmington. It's 10 degrees in Baldwin. It's 11 degrees. And they go through about 10 towns. There's not 2 degrees difference. And even if there is, who cares?
Oh, but look, Cedar Hill, you've got 18 degrees.
Why don't you just say that in the entire viewing area, temperatures are generally 9 to 11 degrees. You don't have to give me the temperature in all these little towns. Okay, now I feel better. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
And because of how cold it was last night, yesterday, it's time for one of our other cold weather jokes. This is the great snowmobile joke. The guy who lives up way, way, way up in the cold part of Alaska. He's not an Eskimo. Eskimos have no facial hair. Did you know that? Like Native American Indians, they don't have facial hair. This guy has a full Grizzly Adams beard, and he lives way up, away, far away from anybody. He's isolated. He has 3 years' worth of supplies. He has a storage tank with gas for his snowmobile, and he gets around to do all his chores on his snowmobile. He never goes into town. Everything he has, everything he needs, he has. And he's handy. He can work on stuff. But now a dilemma. The snowmobile is not running right, and he's tried everything, and he cannot get it running right. And he's afraid it's going to just crap out on him, and he's very dependent on the snowmobile. He's 200 miles from town, so he straps onto the snowmobile extra gas cans, and he sets out with it sputtering and smoking and stalling. He's thinking, if it'll just keep going long enough for me to get into town, 200 miles away. So he starts out, ring, 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 sputter, smoke, gray smoke, sputter, stall, restart, and off he goes. And just as he pulls into town with this crippled, smoking, sputtering snowmobile, it quits. He gets off and he pushes it the rest of the way into town. He looks up and he sees a sign, snowmobile repair. He pushes it in. He says, man, take a look at my snowmobile. I don't know what's wrong. It's been a long trip. And I'm exhausted. Would you? I know I don't have an appointment. Would you look at it? And the guy goes, yeah, I'll take a look at it. Tell you what, you leave it here. Why don't you go over to the cafe there across the street? And then the old grizzly bearded guy says, cafe, what is that? He goes, what's a cafe? Have you never been to town? He says, I haven't been to town in years. 20 years. He says, well, a cafe is a place you get stuff to eat and something to drink. Go on over there. I'll come over after I've looked at the snowmobile. So the Grizzly Adams guy goes and he sits down and he pulls back his big old parka hood and sitting there with his fur-lined jacket, his big old beard. And the waitress comes over and says, would you like a menu? He says, what's a menu? She says, what's a menu? What, have you been in prison? He goes, no, I live 200 miles north of here in the middle of a tundra-like cold existence. I have no contact with people. I don't ever come to town. I don't know what a menu is. She says, a menu tells you what we have to eat. And he looks over at one of the booths, and he sees a kid with his parents eating something that looks really interesting. It's white. And the kid looks like he's just really enjoying it. He says, what is that that child is eating? She says, you mean ice cream? He said, is that what that is? What's it called? She said, my goodness, it's ice cream. He said, I'd like to try that. So she brings the bowl of ice cream over to him. Well, he's a crude. This guy lives on whale blubber and seals, and he's crude. He doesn't use utensils. So he just takes his hand, he digs into the ice cream, and he starts shoving ice cream in his mouth, and he's got ice cream all in his beard. Vanilla ice cream just caked on his beard. He likes it. It's good. Oh, man. Oh, ice cream. And he just more in the hands digging in, more into his beard and ice cream dripping off his beard. And there's a tap on his shoulder. And he wheels around with a beard full of ice cream. It's the snowmobile repair guy. And he says, "Pal, looks like you blew a seal." He goes, no, this is ice cream.
All right, let's see how traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, they just have now cleared that accident that was on northbound 270 north of Page off to the right shoulder. Both lanes, left lanes are open now, but traffic was still slow, almost back to Highway 40 if you're traveling northbound. Southbound drivers, just a little bit heavy. Folks are slowing down to take a look there. Northbound 55, that right lane has thinned out. You're looking good to the Poplar Street Bridge. And on northbound 170, we still have a little heavy traffic up between Highway 270 and between Highway 70 and Highway 270. And this traffic report brought to you by Radio Shack. It's the bigger, better event at Radio Shack with up to 60% off electronics like RC toys and no contract phones. While supplies last, products may vary by store. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey crew, Carney here. Join us for the last broadcast of 2013. We spend the first hour of it with Martin Kilcoin and then some Restaurant Tuesday. Jay Box comes in. We also look back at some restaurant trends with George Mahe, Angela Hortman, and one of my favorite comics, Ryan Stout's in the house. Lots to do. It starts at noon. The Big 550 KTRS.
The Carney Show. Weekdays from 1 p.m. till 3 on the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local.
I'm just calling to let you know what a great experience I had.
You really got us to a better place.
I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. People all over St. Louis are taking advantage of our low interest rates and great customer service. Home values are rising, and with rates still so low, the time to refinance is right now.
You know, after you told me how much money I could save every month, I thought, well, that's almost a car payment.
Don't be left behind. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants. Pay off those high interest rate credit cards and save hundreds, even thousands of dollars.
In St. Louis, call 314-878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. Call now, 314-878-9999.
With rates and APRs in the threes, make the call today. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage.
We'll get you to a better place.
NMLS 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999. Or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here for Altair Travel and Cruises. A couple weeks ago, I was watching the news, and there was a story about somebody who booked a trip through one of those discount travel places online through Google, and they followed them along the trip, and they showed just how awful it really is. So I am advising you that if you're planning a trip, whether it's corporate travel, business travel, group travel, family travel, let the experts handle it, because now, more than ever, you need a travel agency you can trust. That's where Altair Travel Cruises comes in. 30 plus years in the business, whether it's going down to the Caribbean, whether it's to Europe, whether it's across the country for business, whatever it is, Altair Travel and Cruises. You're going to save money, time, and aggravation. 314-968-9600, altairtravel.com, or next to O.B. Clark's on Brentwood Boulevard. Altair Travel and Cruises, 314-968-9600, or altairtravel.com.
When you need the same helpful advice you get from your neighbor, you need to visit your locally owned Ace Hardware store. Whether you need help with your paint project, everyday home repairs, advice on the best bird feed, or keeping your house warm this winter, now is the time to go to Ace. They have rock star parking, so you can get in and out without any hassle. They also carry those primo brands that you're looking for, from DeWalt to Craftsman to Clark & Kensington to Weber. So, Remember, visit the helpful folks at your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware store, where it is just like going to your neighbors.
Hi, Pat Lavery here at Ace Hardware in O'Fallon, Illinois at Southview Plaza. Please visit us at our store. Let us help you turn your to-do list into a to-done list, or visit us online at acehardware.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Here's a great new way to go to your favorite restaurant and save money, too. You don't have to clip a coupon or know someone who works there either. It's called Save a Table, and here's how it works. Just go to saveatable.com, enter the zip code where you'd like to eat, the desired date, and number of people in your party. Save a Table will then display the restaurants in that zip code and a percentage off by going at that time. All you have to do is arrive at the restaurant 15 minutes ahead of your reserved time and show them the printout of your confirmation or on your phone. You and your party will be seated, and you'll save anywhere from 20 to 35%. It's that simple. Save a Table is a great way to reserve a table at some great local restaurants and save money at the same time. There are Save a Table restaurants in both Missouri and Illinois. Give it a try. Just go to saveatable.com and see for yourself. You'll save 20 to 35% at some great area restaurants. That's saveatable.com.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
At Stefanina's, not only can you order whatever toppings you want on your pizza, you can even choose the cheese. Fan of mozzarella? Just ask for it. Love the flavor of Provel? No problem. Heck, you can mix the two if you like. A thin, crispy crust and your favorite hot melted cheese? It doesn't get any better. Choose your toppings. Choose your cheese. Choose the best. Stefanina's. For menus, locations, and daily specials, see stuffpizza.com.
This is Jay Hardy of J.B. Smith Funeral Homes in Maplewood and Fenton. We talk to our loved ones often, but we all should have the talk of a lifetime. Sitting down and talking to someone about their life story can be rich and satisfying. Learning about the things that mattered the most to them in life can help bring us closer to those we care about the most. Have the talk of a lifetime. Visit jbsmith.com for a free brochure and information to help you have the talk of a lifetime. J.B. Smith Funeral Homes, your locally owned friend and neighbor for more than 80 years.
From Southern California, it is time to talk to Mike Evans. Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Guns Restaurant and Smokehouse Market. Now, today's Monday. Annie Guns closed on Monday. Smokehouse Market closed on Monday. You need to know that. You also need to know that if you're going to have dinner at Annie Guns, you need to make a reservation. This is one popular place. And if you've never been in a real Smokehouse Market, and you probably haven't been in one like this, it's time you had that experience. Both located in Chesterfield Valley, both proud to present the one, the only, Mike Evans. Hello, Homer.
Hey, what up, Homer? Happy New Year's Eve to my home skillet.
Yeah, what are you doing tomorrow night?
Going out to dinner around 6, be home, be in bed and sleep by 10.
That sounds exciting.
Oh, you're not going to stay up to watch Ryan Seacrest?
I'd rather have painful rectal itch. Oh.
I don't think I've stayed up past, I'm honest to goodness, for a long time, midnight. It's just...
Well, Cheryl and I were talking the other night, about New Year's Eve, and she goes, we're not going to do anything. We'll be in bed by 9:30 or 10 o'clock. You kidding me? And I said, we just celebrated our 17th wedding anniversary 2 days ago.
Oh.
On Saturday.
That's beautiful.
Thanks. And we were talking. I said, have we ever been up at midnight since we've been married at New Year's Eve? And she goes, no. I don't think we have.
Wow, you're as dull as we are.
Yeah,
we
well,
do anything.
There you go.
We're gonna, you know what, we're gonna babysit for my son and his wife. That's what we're doing tomorrow night. That's
well,
fine.
That's cool.
Fine with me.
Oh, sure, I would love to do that. Well, not for your son. Before.
Well, you don't know. She might like to babysit for my son.
I like your son. He's a great. Which one?
Austin.
Well, of course, it'd be Adam.
The only one that's married.
Adam.
No, Austin. Austin's married.
Oh, that's right. Austin's married.
Yeah, and you can't have kids unless you're married. You
that's true.
Yeah.
I love this pop quiz question. Tried to order some flowers for Cheryl tomorrow and was told no deliveries tomorrow. Your question is, no multiple choice. You just have to come up. Why can't I get any flowers delivered tomorrow here in L.A.? I'll give you the answer in just a minute. Exclusive! Exclusive!
Dan, we got an exclusive coming in.
Here it comes.
All right.
November 1st, almost 2 months ago, I told you right here on your show, this is an exclusive, Tim Tebow will sign with ESPN as an announcer and analysis and a expert on not just football, but a commentator on all sports.
Wow.
Tim Tebow signed a five-year contract today.
Is he that knowledgeable about all sports?
Apparently so.
Wow.
Or he'll get to be. I thought that was kind of interesting.
The SEC network, right?
You said ESPN.
ESPN.
This is right on Yahoo, front page, SEC network, an analyst for SEC Nation.
Well, he'll do all SEC, but it's owned by ESPN, and ESPN will use him as a commentator throughout special occasions. He's paid by ESPN.
Yeah, peon.
No, I was just,
But you challenged Mr. Evans.
Yeah. I'm trying to help you out here.
Don't ever.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's New Year's. I'm in a good mood.
Yeah, he's a young kid. He's 36.
That's okay. a lot of great movies to go see. American Hustle. Have you seen that yet?
Disappointed.
Oh, I liked it.
I was just disappointed.
Jennifer Aniston. I mean, Jennifer Lawrence is hot.
Yeah, I didn't hate it.
I love when she crawls across the bed. She goes, come here, baby.
No, yeah.
I didn't hate it. I just it wasn't as good as I wanted it
here.
To be.
Like Saving Mr. Banks a lot.
Yes, I did like that.
12 Years a Slave is playing. Nebraska.
Good.
Great movie.
Yep.
Walter Mitty. Liked it.
Didn't see it.
Her.
Haven't seen it.
Mandela. Great movie.
Didn't see it.
And we agree, really the most disappointing movie of the season is Wolf on Wall Street.
Oh, my goodness.
Just hideous.
I told you, didn't I tell you, the Guinness people, seriously, it's broken. It's the new record holder for the F word in a movie. Number of times to say the F word. Previous record holder was Casino. This thing is so loaded with F-bombs and MF and every, it's unbelievable and it's unnecessary.
And the exit polls are people come out and say they didn't like it.
I told you, the people next to us got up and left.
Now, there you go. Biggest financial flops of 2013, Ender Game, The Lone Ranger.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Sylvester Stallone takes it twice. First one is that horrific bullet to the head. Did you ever see that?
No.
Oh, was it bad? Now Grudge Match is being called one of the worst movies, and it's going to be a flop.
I talked to him this morning. I said, Sly, I said, do you think it's over for you? You think that your day...
You should have recorded it, Franco.
I did. I said, are you washed up? Here's what he said.
No, I'm not washed up. You know, I have a couple of stinkers. You know, I'm going to keep acting and make movies.
You got to keep going.
Wow.
No.
Can you hear that on John St. John?
Yes,
no.
Tomorrow.
No. Oh, okay, good. Anyway.
No.
No, crap. Worst movie of the year, financially, and some say it was the worst movie made this year. Any guess?
Wow, that's a tough one.
No. Here's a hint. It involved a big, big star. Big star.
Well,
Black star.
Oh, boy. No, I don't know.
And his son.
Shoot. Will Smith?
Will Smith and his son, the movie was called After Earth.
I don't know anybody that saw it.
No.
Horrible movie. No, and nobody saw it. It was just, well, hideous is what it was. Just hideous. Kanye West, furious, livid, fit to be tied over the rip on him and Kim Kardashian on Saturday Night Live 2 weeks ago because he wants to punch Lauren Michaels out.
I thought it was hilarious.
I did too, absolutely. Courtney Love already made her New Year's resolution, swears that she's going to be a better mother, nicer person, stop all drugs and booze. Courtney says that she spent most of her life making horrible mistakes, being a jerk. She's turning everything around. I hope so. That'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I believe that.
Miley Cyrus' new video has zero zip, talent, no talent on it in it at all. Amazing she couldn't show some talent in 8 minutes, but she couldn't.
No.
Prince Harry spent 4 weeks on a South Pole expedition, let his beard grow, said he got back, he could walk the streets of London unrecognized. First time that's ever happened in his life. Anyway.
No.
Okay. Ellen DeGeneres spent a lot of the holiday working on her opening of the Oscars. Should be good. Anyway.
No.
And finally. Tried to order flowers for the lovely Cheryl. Called, no flowers. Can't get any flowers delivered tomorrow. Why?
Now, you couldn't get any flowers from one particular source or anywhere.
I called several.
And wow.
Man.
Is it weather related?
No.
They're out of flowers.
You got us out of them.
Yeah.
Huh?
No, we don't know.
Anyway.
Nope.
No.
Mm-mm.
No, anyway?
No.
They don't have any flowers here in Los Angeles because there are no flowers from December 28th through November 31st. All wholesalers sell all flowers that come into the city to the Rose Parade people.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I got it. I said they're out
you
of
did.
Flowers.
He said no flowers, so Dan was right.
Well, you had to know why.
Yeah, you didn't give us the reason.
Oh, well.
I don't know. Anyway.
Nope.
Oh, boy.
Okay, fine. You know what? I want to work tomorrow. I know you probably won't take the day off, but being the solid pro that I am, I think that we should all work tomorrow on New Year's Eve.
All right, let's talk about it.
Okay.
I don't know. I have my hands.
Done.
All right, tomorrow, Mike Evans, Sam.
All right. We'll be here. Yeah, that rose parade, it almost seems like that's a waste of millions of flowers.
Really?
Doesn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. Beautiful flowers.
I can't imagine it's that many
street.
That they don't sell any flowers. That's
oh, it's millions.
I know. It's man, millions. That's crazy.
Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Also in Chesterfield Valley is Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S. There's a big copper dome on top of the building. You can't miss this place. It just jumps out of the valley at you. It literally just stands out among all the other stores, and I don't care if you're going there to go to one of those, you know, the, whatever they call them, those, what do they call those, the outlet malls. Yeah, there are two of them there now. Well, in between those two, if you're there, make a stop at Amini's, and here's why you want to do that. I don't know what you, if you've never been there, when it, you, in your mind you think Amini's is, but it's a whole lot more than that. And if you think that there's nothing in there that's in your price range or that you can afford, you're wrong. There's plenty. And if you think they have a lot of expensive stuff, they do have a lot of expensive stuff. They also have a lot of very affordable things. What they don't carry is junk. They don't sell junk. In any category that you look, whether it's games like ping pong, shuffleboard, pinball, arcade, they have them, but they don't have junk. Digital dart boards. You can buy digital dart boards for 50, 60 bucks at the discount stores. They're junk. They're garbage. They'll break after a couple hours of play. They sell digital dart boards. Bought my son one last year for Christmas, $300. Boys, it's fantastic. Not the $50 one. $300, $400, $500. Ping pong tables. I'm sure you can buy a ping pong table for $65, $70. They don't sell those. They sell the ping pong tables. They're going to last and last and last and last. Whatever you buy at Amini's, you're going to get years and years and years of use out of it or beauty from it. Amini's. Under the Copper Dome, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
Let's check the highways again. We've had a few problems out there. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, and things are getting a little bit better on northbound 270. You still have a little pocket or two of slow traffic between Ladue up through Dorset, and that was all due to an earlier accident that's been cleared. And now we have an accident on westbound 70 at West Florissant. Two lanes are blocked, and traffic is backed up just a little bit west of Grand. Also, you had the traffic lights out at Lindbergh near Patterson, or near Trotter Way, and traffic was backed up to Patterson. Everything else is running pretty well in this traffic report brought to you by Radio Shack. It's the bigger, better event at Radio Shack with up to 60% off electronics like RC toys and no-contract phones. While supplies last, products may vary by store. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Scott Sherman, host of The Night Shift. People ask me, Scott, what's the philosophy behind the show? Well, I've always wanted a program that was truly independent of the spin that you hear from the left and the right. Because in this crazy world, you can't afford to have opinions bought and paid for by special interests. So, on The Night Shift, what we give you is a tough, honest, understandable approach to the issues of the day, and we make fun of stuff too.
Weeknights at 9 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Damn, that's a good burger.
What are we talking about? The Dam on Morgan Ford, right down the street from Tower Grove Park. It has the best food in town. It's slow food, fast, with the friendliest gang in town. They have it all. Dine-in, delivery, or even takeout. Enjoy the new outdoor patio and an awesome neighborhood in the heart of the South Side. Check out their amazing menu, or better yet, check out the food in the amazing menu at thedamstl.com, and you'll experience the best damn food in the Lou. The Dam is located at 3173 Morgan Ford, next to the Amsterdam Tavern.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
We will be here tomorrow. Please join us. Till then, have a great Monday evening, everybody.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
New Year's Eve is a night for many to party, the way St. Louis City is cracking down on those who choose to drink and drive. Plus, a shooting at a busy St. Louis intersection, the clues that Rent Like Camera video may contain. And from wind, fire, rain, and snow, the world took a beating from Mother Nature, a look back at a year of crazy and wild weather.
I'm Chandrea Thomas in for Sandy Miller. First on Fox, New Year's Eve is one of the biggest nights for parties, and that means a lot of people will be drinking. You can expect extra officers on the road looking for drunk drivers. Our Melanie Moon has more on how St. Louis will be tougher than ever to try to beat a DUI.
Chandra, last year, 10,000 people in this country were killed by drunk drivers. Another 345,000 were injured. Now, law enforcement officials say that many impaired drivers are learning how to game the legal system by refusing